We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh, now partly cloudy and 38 degrees. A man is dead following an accident in South Wichita Wednesday night at I-35-135 near Hydraulic. Witnesses say a car was driving the wrong way on a ramp and collided with a semi. Highway Patrol Trooper Philip Metzen says investigators were trying to determine where the car got onto I-135.
We're still in the early preliminary investigation into this one. We will check the whole spectrum of going through, seeing if the subject might have been impaired, and seeing if there was any sort of like maybe texting or any of that stuff that went on that which led this person to be going the wrong way.
KHP identified the deceased as 24-year-old Luke Hoskins of Wichita. This is the second accident involving a wrong-way driver this week at the same location. Monday, a wrong-way car struck another semi on the ramp. The driver of that car was hospitalized in critical condition. At Wichita police are investigating a robbery that ended with one person being shot in the head. This happened Wednesday morning in the 500 block of South Florence on the west side. Police say the suspect approached the victim demanding money before the shooting the person. Suspect stole some personal items and left the victim hospitalized with serious injuries. Vice President Mike Pence is planning to visit Kansas next week for events to help Republicans Chris Kobach and Steve Watkins in their campaigns for governor and Congress.
Kobach's campaign said Pence will be in Wichita October 18th for an event to show his support for Kobach. Campaign says details are still being worked out. Watkins' campaign announced Wednesday that Pence will have a private October 19th fundraiser in Topeka for his campaign in the 2nd Congressional District of Eastern Kansas. Details there are still being settled as well, but tickets will start at $250. Pence's events come less than 2 weeks after President Trump held a rally in Topeka aimed at helping Kobach and Watkins in a state Trump carried easily in 2016. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Just the past few minutes, a fire truck's rolling to the 3600 block of East Dunham in South Wichita. The report of a house fire. 3600 block of East Dunham, that is basically a little north of 31st Street between Hillside and the Turnpike. 3600 block of East Dunham, the report of a house fire this morning. Tropical Storm Michael is moving across to central Georgia. Now declared a tropical storm, Michael brings damaging winds, heavy rains, and storm surges. Georgia Governor Nathan Deal says his state is keeping its fingers crossed.
We are hopeful that by the time it reaches the Georgia boundaries, that it will have died down somewhat and that the wind intensity will have dropped. However, we know that there's still going to be a considerable amount of damage from the wind and also from the flooding that is going to be associated with the rain.
Tropical Storm Michael is the 13th tropical storm or hurricane of this Atlantic season. President Trump was back on the road for another rally, pumping up supporters in Pennsylvania.
The rally in Erie is the latest push by President Trump to keep Republicans in control of Congress. The president telling supporters the contrast between the two parties couldn't be clearer.
The Democrats are the party of crime. That's what's happened. They are the party of crime. Republicans are the party of law, order, and justice.
The president also saying the GOP is the party of jobs. The president has two more rallies this week to fire up the base on the road to the midterm elections. He heads to Ohio Friday and Kentucky Saturday. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
At yesterday's Sedgwick County Commission meeting, Brent Shelton of the Division of Finance asked for $25,000 in funds for the USS Wichita. This is a fast, light class of ship that can be used for rescue and piracy enforcement in shallow coastal waters. City of Wichita has already committed to the same amount. Now, Commissioner Jim Howell expressed concerns because there is no return of investment for the funding. But Bill Nesselrode of the Commissioning Committee told commissioners there is the possibility for long-term benefits.
Part of that money is to go to help set up scholarships for the sailors of the USS Wichita, which hopefully will bring them to Wichita and Sedgwick County. So, you know, it may not pay us back immediately, but at some point in time, we could maybe see an advantage of having people come to Wichita and Sedgwick County to live and go to school and buy our groceries and whatnot.
The funding is primarily for amenities for ship personnel and will come from the Commission's reserve. The full name of the ship is USS Wichita Keeper of the Seas. This is the third ship to bear the city's name. KNSS News Time now, 6:05, 5 minutes past 6 o'clock. Good morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning now, 6:10, exactly 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
We have a house fire reported. They're not really finding much of anything, yeah. But this is 3600 block of East Dunham. If you happen to be in the Plainview area, you might see some fire trucks this morning. Watch out for them rolling around. Again, this is 3600 East Dunham. That's between Plainview Park and Hillside, right there on Dunham Street, just north of 31st Street South. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
All right, let's take a look at that forecast now at midweek. With KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Cooler air has worked its way in across south central Kansas. That's giving us a chilly start to the day. Mostly sunny this afternoon with a high 54. Tonight we begin to cloud up, and overnight more rain will spread in. Our low in the mid-40s, but showers move out quickly by tomorrow afternoon. Friday's high 55. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy. We've got a north wind at 7 miles per hour. Not much wind. 37 degrees. Looks like autumn has finally arrived. Today is Thursday, October 11th, 2018.
And me in shorts and short sleeves.
Yeah, way
awesome.
To go. Way to go, Jed. I've got a sweater on today. How about that? A cool and cloudy day with late sunshine Wednesday across central Kansas. Wichita's high temperature yesterday was 57 degrees. Normal high for the date is 72. How about that?
I was still in the 50s when I left the house.
Yeah, well, right, it's 37 right now. On this date in 1991, testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee, Anita Hill accused Supreme Court nominee Clarence Thomas of sexually harassing her. Thomas reappeared before the panel to denounce the proceedings as a high-tech lynching. And Judge Thomas is now, of course, an associate Supreme Court justice. Police had to remove a woman who brought an emotional support squirrel on a Frontier Airlines flight headed from Orlando to Cleveland. Frontier says the passenger had noted in her reservation that she was bringing an emotional support animal with her on flight 1612 Tuesday night, but she did not indicate it was a squirrel. The airline says rodents, including squirrels, are not allowed. The airline says police were called when the passenger refused to leave the plane. The flight left for Cleveland about 2 hours later. An emotional support squirrel, Ted.
That's the world we live in.
We need to get an emotional support animal of some kind here in the Steve and Ted Show. I'd say either an orangutan or a grayback gorilla. Something
wow.
really powerful.
Imposing.
Yeah. Across the country, America's retailers and shipping companies are looking happily forward to a robust holiday shopping season. Looks like it's going to be a good one. There's just one concern. Who will stock the shelves, pack the orders, and ring up customers? The U.S. job market is the tightest it's been in 5 decades. Consumer confidence is near an 18-year high, and online shopping is surging. Companies that depend on holiday season sales need more workers at a time when the ranks of the unemployed have dwindled to their lowest level since the recession. Yeah, we could have a good shopping season, but you may have to find your own goods and ring them up yourself, Ted. When were we the other day? I don't know, Walmart or someplace. And it's amazing how much we've talked about this. The retailers are relying on that self-service stuff. They wanted, you know, they were two. What we were doing? Shelly and I were in Walmart. Okay,
I've got a story too.
Okay, two young ladies working there, and Shelly wanted to find something, and it wasn't obvious where it was. And she asked the young ladies, and they said, "Oh, you got this app on the phone here. Here, I'll look it up." She says, "Yeah, it's over there in 15E. She says, "If you had the app on your phone, you wouldn't have to talk to us." And I looked at her and I said, "And you wouldn't have a job, young lady." And the two of them, like a light bulb went off over their head. Oh.
Yeah.
Hello. Yeah, that's what it's all about. What do you got, Ted?
And then,
you got a story?
Yeah, I was at a McDonald's out of town, and the McDonald's has those
the deal now where they have these huge touch screens where you can place your order.
I haven't seen that.
And people were standing there gawking at this screen and trying to figure out what button to push. And meanwhile, 8 feet away, there's a young lady standing behind a cash register, standing there.
Yeah.
I was like, well, you could walk over 8 feet away and place your order with that young lady that's standing there waiting for you, but they're all standing there staring at the screen.
Yeah. They've been programmed.
Go talk to her and order your food.
Oh, wow. While we're on the topic of general.
But I said, that's the world we live in. People see a screen and they just immediately head to it and stare at it.
We had an experience this week with somebody, and Shelly's our dryer went out. And this is about, you know, when your dryer goes out, there's not an app, okay?
No, you
there's not
don't have
app.
Many choices.
So we called our repairman, Mike Napoleon. He's a guy with, I think he and his son worked together, just two of them. I got his name from Stacy, our daughter, a while back, and he's done a couple of repairs for us. He came in there and wrestled around with that dryer for a couple of hours trying to figure out. He almost rebuilt the darn thing.
Oh, my.
And it's we got it right, I think. But it's the kind of thing, Mike's the kind of guy, what do you need done? I don't care how long it takes. I'm going to fix it for you. He doesn't have an app. He really doesn't advertise or anything, but he's just one guy out there. I mean, many small business people are like that.
Oh,
just doing a great job, but you don't know where they are. Now, what we need is an app to find all those people. Right?
Well, there is. I mean,
there is, I'm sure. It's like small business or something like that. But Mike Napoleon's done, he's done a good job for us on a couple of projects. We appreciate that. But, these people realize their jobs may be going away. Well, of course, in our industry, never mind. We won't go into that.
Well, I know. Someday we'll be vulnerable to that as well, probably sooner than later.
Hey, listen, this is a big day. Well, first of all, let's talk about how cool it is this morning, 37 degrees. I got a sweater on for the first time this year. I think I'm wearing socks for the first time in about 3 months. I don't know if you've noticed, but I've been wearing my Skechers sockless, right?
You're following the path of some of our other coworkers. why wear socks?
Yeah, why not? Man, you're going to be loose, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, it's a little chilly out there. If you're heading out the door, it's 37 degrees. What can I say?
Yeah, the wind's not blowing. So it's not. Doesn't feel like it's
covered
winter yet.
Cover up your tomatoes, I guess.
That's true. Yeah.
My son and his wife, Scott and Shanna, celebrating an anniversary this week. I believe it was yesterday.
Happy anniversary to them.
They're having an anniversary. They live in Derby, and Scott's working at Newman University, and Shanna's, I believe she's renewed her nurse's license. She may go back into nursing, but yeah, they're having a big anniversary this week. Happy anniversary.
Very nice. We wish them the best.
You got anything like that going in? Your brother, you said your brother's going to be with you on stage here shortly, right?
Yeah, and our fundraiser.
We'll talk about that in a minute.
Okay.
For right now, let's go ahead and do sports. It's 6:18, Steve and Ted. Time for Leadoff Sports with Ted Woodward. Ted, baseball playoffs?
No.
Nope. Football.
Yep, football tonight.
Football tonight.
Thursday night football, of course. Yeah. Getting week six started in the National Football League. It's not the best matchup. Two teams with losing records. The Philadelphia Eagles are in New York taking on the Giants. Giants are an underdog by a field goal. Both teams are coming off back-to-back losses, but they're in a division where nobody has a winning record, so everything's still on the table there. Yeah, the NFC East, not very good this year. Eagles-Giants. Good long-time pro football rivalry, though. 7 o'clock tonight, you can listen to it live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM tonight for Monday Night Football. Happy birthday to former Wichita Aeros baseball player Bobby Jones, who is 69 today. Played 8 years in the big leagues, played a couple of years in Japan, and it's been a good long time. Especially the Texas Rangers, who you most associate him with.
Played with the Aeros.
He had been a minor league manager with the Rangers and a big league coach. Bobby Jones is 69 today.
By the way, quick note, did you realize that I did the issue show with Mike Kennedy last week?
Mm-hmm.
Did you realize he started out his broadcasting career with the Aeros?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah, I listened to Mike growing up, him do Aeros games.
Wichita Aeros.
50 years ago on this day, Wichita State students voted whether or not to expand Veterans Field for football. And 60% voted in favor. Of course, that would lead the way to what we now know as Cessna Stadium. Increasing that capacity to 30,000. NBA basketball preseason action last night. The Los Angeles Lakers, former Kansas Jayhawk rookie Svi Mykhailiuk, had 4 points. Svi is trying to hook on with the Lakers. And news from the basketball world of the death of Tex Winter, who has died at the age of 96. He passed away yesterday in Manhattan, Kansas. Of course, a guy that pioneered the triangle offense, which really came to fruition in the NBA, where he won six titles with the Milwaukee Bulls, with the Chicago Bulls in the 90s, and then three more with the Lakers in the 2000s. Of course, he was a head coach at Kansas State University, took them to the Final Four a couple of times. A long history of basketball career.
Was that his first coaching job at K-State?
No, he was a coach before that at Marquette. For a couple of years when he was like 30 years old. He was the youngest coach in a college coach in America at the time.
Does this date me that in 1967 I watched him coach his team?
Yeah.
At the old fieldhouse
at
up
Aaron
there.
Fieldhouse?
With a dirt floor in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's something else.
Innovator, one of the all-time greats. Some thoughts on Tex Winter from the current head coach of the Golden State Warriors, a guy that played and won four titles with the Chicago Bulls along with Coach Tex Winter, the head coach of the Warriors, Steve Kerr.
And I was lucky enough to play for Tex for 5 years and learn from him. A lot of what I do here with the Warriors is patterned after the things I learned from Tex. And what a life he lived. He was a unique individual and had touched thousands of lives. And today the news was tough. Tex was a special person to me and everybody who played for him.
What was his real first name? Wasn't Tex. You got it there?
No, I don't know. I'll find out.
I'm just curious. I didn't. Certainly, if his mom and dad didn't name
him
Tex.
No, I don't think they named Tex. Maybe it's something very boring.
Harold or Floyd or something like that, eh?
Well, we wish, we remember today the passing of Tex Winter, who passed away yesterday at the age of 96. He had a stroke several years ago and really has been in pretty nasty health ever since.
Yeah.
So probably in a better place now. Tex Winter. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
All right, it's 6:21 now with Steve and Ted. To keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes. He's talking about former AG Holder trying to rally the Democrats. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.